This is GQDN for Tuesday, February 21st, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Get your free book at audibletrial.com/groupquest, patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have Pokemon Horror Production Studios coming, and a lot about PlayStation. But today, we have a update via GameSpot.com, and they're saying that Microsoft is unlikely to separate Call of Duty to help the Activision Blizzard deal. So, Microsoft was at the UK Regulators Provisional meeting, and the live coverage was over at Eurogamer.com and GameIndustry.biz, and Microsoft did take the stage. They were holding up a contract with PlayStation on the title, saying that they did offer PlayStation a 10-year deal, along with other things, before they left the stage. Now, we're going to switch this over to Kotaku.com, because within that announcement, Microsoft did reveal that they signed a 10-year contract, not just to Nintendo, but to Nvidia. So that way now they can launch the games, or you can launch your games soon via your Nvidia app on PC. In fact, Brad Smith did say on Twitter, quote, "We've now signed a binding 10-year contract to bring Xbox games to Nintendo gamers. This is just our part of commitment to bring Xbox games and Activision titles like Call of Duty to more players on more platforms." So 10 years now official, and going to Nvidia as well, along with the fight still going on. But with that fight going on, back to GameSpot, because now the Communication Workers of America urged the European Commission to approve the merger. In fact, the president, Chris Shelton, did say in a letter, quote, when the Microsoft acquisition was announced, we studied the implications for labor markets and raised concerns about potential for increased employer power over workers that could worsen labor monopunctacy, leading to lower wages and less bargaining power over working conditions. After we raised those concerns, we were able to enter a dialogue with Microsoft that resulted in an agreement to ensure that workers of Activision Blizzard have a clear path to collective bargaining if the merger is completed. Microsoft's binding commitments will give employees a seat at the table and ensure the acquisition of Activision Blizzard benefits the company's workers and the broader video game labor market. Collective bargaining is an effective counterbalance to employer power over the labor market, as is well documented in empirical research, unquote. And that was just a piece of that letter. So we shall see what happens there. This is still going on. And that was just a reminder. So there are other things that are going on within the gaming universe as well, because Engadget is now saying that Bungie won a $4.3 million case against Aim Junkies. Basically, Aim Junkies did create some hacks within Destiny 2, along with Destiny 2 hacks. So, with that, the District Court Judge Thomas Zilli, who ruled in favor of Aim Junkies there last year, because Bungie failed to provide sufficient evidence to prove the claim. But he did give Bungie a chance to present more evidence, and that did come. So with that, when all that information did come, and when Aim Junkies profited from May's creation, the judge found Aim Junkies liable. And now Bungie now has $4.3 million in their restitution. But they're not the only ones who's punishing people. Ubisoft is now punishing 19,000 accounts. Why? Well, this is what Ubisoft support Twitter said. Recently, identified accounts making use of a fraudulent exploit within our titles. Ubisoft has zero tolerance policy against fraudulent practices as per our code of conduct. As a result, we will be applying account-level sanctions on the nearly 19,000 accounts involved. That's found at Ubisoft support. So, one of these things was duping, and duping is basically duplicating glitches, mainly in Rainbow Six players, who has been taking advantage of the game over the past 6 years, because people were linking and unlinking their Xbox accounts from Ubisoft. Well, maybe that's all the bad stuff for now? Maybe. Eurogamer.net did say that Sony is announcing 10 more games to PSVR 2 when the launch window comes. So they'll have Gorn, which is going to be a mashup, Nick Bow and Arrow Soccer, Hellsweeper VR, Sushi Ben, Another Fisherman's Tale, Ragnarok, Runner, and Unplugged Air Guitar. Swordsman VR and Star Tenders Intergalactic Bartending. Yeah, those are the games. So, that's going to be a lot of games for PlayStation VR, which we might find more information about on February 23rd, which is 2 days from now. So on Thursday, DualShockers is reporting that the State of Play for PlayStation will drop on both Twitch and YouTube. And that'll be 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that will include 15 minutes of gameplay for Kill the Justice League. So, here we go. It is going to be a very, very interesting show. And I do believe I'm going to have to bring my phone in for this one, my real phone, to watch it on Twitch and to have it in my car as this whole thing is going. Oh boy, that'll be Thursday. And you better believe that Thursday we'll have the entire rundown of what happened there, including the 15 minutes of gameplay. Yeah, go kill the Justice League. Good old Suicide Squad, why not? Oh, by the way, there's going to be 5 new VR titles coming later this year. So, we'll see what happens. Maybe one of them games will come from Blumhouse Productions. DualShockers.com did report that the horror producer Blumhouse will now have a game development studio. And that studio will have an indie budget at around $10 million. So that's going to include all the equipment, the talent, the number of hours worked, and if they put out a good successful game, then maybe that budget will go up. Maybe that budget will go up. Maybe that budget will go up. But you know you're not laughing if you go to hell. Destructoid did say that Mighty Doom is coming to your phone. This is basically a Doom project created by Alpha Dog Games and Bethesda. And since it's Bethesda, well, they're saying that Doom is now going to be animated in the Doom universe. So, Mighty Doom is going just to be on your phone. And it'll be for on the App Store and the Google Play Store. And on the Mighty Doom site. So, Mighty Doom goes to mobile March 21st. 1 month from now. Hey, we need to end on the light side. 2 articles. First one comes from Xbox, and the Game Pass has announced, starting today, Atomic Heart will be on cloud, console, and PC, and this is going to be a mad and sublime utopian world with explosive encounters, so you can adapt your fighting style to each opponent and have fun there. On February 28th, Merge and Blade comes to cloud, console, and PC. This is going to be pixel, and it's going to be a massive auto-battler with puzzles and all that. Soul Hackers 2 comes out on February 28th on all 3, cloud, console, and PC. And here we go, RPGs for Soul Hackers 2. Should be fun for y'all. Oh, like racing? Well, on console and PC, F-122 all via EA Play. Wait, if it's on EA Play, could it be on PlayStation as well? Wulong will be up on March 3rd. That's Wulong Final, or Fallen Dynasty.
Yeah.
Words. And once again, it's going to be a JRPG by the looks of it. Or maybe just an RPG, but still, it looks really good. And along with game updates, meaning Flight Simulator World Update 12 New Zealand drops on February 23rd. The Xbox Game Pass will bring Apex Legends Supercharged Rivalry Pack. And Multiverses MVP Pack Drop 3. Both are available now. Leaving on February 28th is Alien Isolation, Crown Trick, Dragon Ball Z FighterZ, Change Tides, Words Again, Lightning Returns, Final Fantasy 13, Madden NFL 21, and Octopath Traveler. But we end today with just something from Medros, and that is Pokemon. Pokemon, yes, via Destructoid.com, Pokemon Presents will be on February 27th, and it'll be on the Pokemon YouTube channel, starting at 6 a.m. Pacific time, and will run for about 20 minutes. In fact, had Pokemon did say on Twitter, the next Pokemon Presents on the way, trainers. Tune in to our official YouTube channel at 6 a.m. PST on February 27th for about 20 minutes of exciting Pokemon news in celebration of Pokemon Day 2023. Medros, you'll love it. I know you will. Well, maybe we'll talk about that on Friday, too. We'll see. Medros is the head of Dawn Forge Productions. And this has been a Dawn Forge Production 2023. All rights are reserved. Yeah, a lot of news. A lot of news. Go play some games, people. A lot of news.